Welcome to Week 3, Day 3 in the Firm Foundation class. Who I am in Christ Jesus. I am significant. Let's read the passage for today. John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What do you think that a man or woman's greatest need is? Some people have said that they would like their tombstone to say that they made a difference. We all need to feel significant and that we have purpose and meaning in our lives. Where do most people try and find their significance? Our problem occurs when we look in the wrong places to find our significance. Some people try to find it in their jobs and in money. Others try to find it in stuff or worldly things. Some try to find it in power. Some in relationships. Significance all rests on the questions, who am I and why do I exist? Our answer to these questions divides us into two groups, those who pursue significance in the right way and those who pursue it in the wrong way. Our desire to fill this need can either drive us closer to God and all the right answers, or away from God and seeking the ways of the world. Lasting significance is only found in Christ Jesus. I am significant in Christ. Now, Matthew 5:13-14 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." I am the what? Salt and the light of the earth. We've already read John 15:1-5. I am a what of the true vine? I am a branch of the true vine and a channel of his life. Now let's read Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God has empowered me to be a witness.